News Talk 1620 WTAW. The United States Honor Flag has arrived in Bryan. It'll be part of the memorial and funeral services for the Bryan firemen killed in the line of duty. Chris Heisler is in charge of the flag that first flew over the Texas State Capitol after 9/11. Then he took it to Ground Zero. Since then, the flag has been all over the country, the world, and even in space as a symbol of thanks to those who protect fellow Americans.
The flag represents the sacrifice and service of our firefighters, military, and those that work in law enforcement. Since 9/11, this one single flag has been to over 1,000 funerals all over the country. It's traveled more than 6 million miles. It was also on the last space shuttle mission aboard STS-135 Atlantis and aboard the International Space Station. Made its way to Ground Zero, where it flew during the recovery efforts. And it was a widow of a fallen Port Authority police officer who encouraged us to keep that flag flying for those who make the ultimate sacrifice. This flag represents those superheroes who have gone before us, and it's just continually moving. It will leave here Friday and head to California for a sheriff deputy that was shot and killed. After that, it's just it's just constantly moving somewhere. The logistics for the flag are absolutely intense, 24 hours a day. The security for the flag is intense. There's actually 6 microchips sewn on the seam of the flag. We can track the flag's location and authenticity anywhere on the planet.
Again, visiting with Chris Heisler, who brought the U.S. Honor Flag to Bryan for the memorial service and the funeral services of the 2 Bryan firemen who lost their lives last week. He talks about the significance of the Honor Flag to survivors.
This flag brings healing. However, it's very difficult to describe, but when the flag comes there and to represent what their husband or mother or father had sacrificed for, that flag represents everything that they worked for. So it brings a little bit of healing to the family. To the firefighters, it's a powerful symbol of what they do every single day, what they're going to do tomorrow. You know, people ask us, why do you do this? And I tell them, when that flag is sitting on the right side of a casket, and that little boy or girl knows that their daddy is never going to be forgotten, and he's in a long list of heroes that his daddy is part of. Me and my folks that work with me on this, we manufacture goosebumps everywhere we go. We bring the largest airports in the nation to a standstill, however briefly, but they do it for this one flag. We bring tears. It's the kind of person that hears the national anthem at a football game or at an event, the kind of people that stand up with pride. They do that for this flag everywhere we go. That spirit of patriotism we had after 9/11 is reverent every mile we travel, every face that we encounter. The reward for me is being able to help the families understand, to give them some sense of healing and understanding that they're never going to be forgotten, and we're always going to be there to take care of them. Gloves.
And the sequence again of the flag's travels now that it's here at the funeral home?
Now that it's here, it will lead the firefighters wherever they're going to all the services. There'll be an honor guard that will hold the flag tightly to his chest or to his heart and lead the firefighters wherever they need to go. And that in internment, the honor guard will stand to the right. And while the flag is the service flag is being folded, once the flag gets to the Union, to the stars on the blue Union, that's when the U.S. Honor Flag symbolizes its mission has been completed, and we case the flag, and then we're done. We go on to the next. In this case, we'll have 2 of those, but it will go on to the next funeral or memorial.
Continuing my visit with Chris Heisler, the U.S. Honor Flag, in addition to the symbolism of the U.S. flag, there's also symbolism. Watch closely for many wearing white gloves.
We have 2 sets of gloves, all white gloves that the fallen hero will wear. So each one of the firefighters will get a set of gloves, and all the surviving family members, immediate family members, they get similar gloves that are all white with blue lettering on them. And every time the flag is touched or moved or changed position, new gloves every single time. When it's moved, when it's going somewhere, we go by the U.S. flag code very, very strictly. And the U.S. flag code says every time the flag is touched, you use new white gloves. So that's what we do. Kind of expensive, but we do that. So the honor guards, when they hold the flag, they use our gloves. And then at the end of the service, at interment, all the family members will get a set of gloves. So they get a piece of that history. They get something that has made contact with the flag, and they also know that the their father, their husband, also has a similar set of gloves, but his are all pure white.
And as a closing thought from Chris Heisler about the impact that this flag should have with all of us.
And if I can make teenage boys cry with patriotism and a good spirit of why this country is a great place, that's a good thing. And no matter what the cost is and the sacrifices I have to make, I'm going to keep doing that.
Again, comments from Chris Heisler, who brought in the United States Honor Flag, which is the title of his Facebook page, the United States Honor Flag, if you want to see more and learn more and keep up with its travels. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.